Hello.
Hello. Hello, good evening. My name is Alfred, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions.
Shoot.
All right. Just a second. With which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for the United States Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, in August 20th, if you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot? You can indicate it as well.
Yeah. I have not mailed it in. No, I don't do by mail. I go in person.
Okay. Allow me to read the choices available. I have already voted by absence mail-in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not all likely to vote. Or I am not registered to vote.
I'm going to vote in person.
Okay.
On the 20th, I go to vote.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Thursday, in August 20th?
Republican.
Let me read the options. I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail.
That's it. Don't go further. Don't go further. That's it.
Okay. Next one. What is your main racial background?
What's my what?
Your main racial background.
That's personal.
Okay. What is your age?
In a few days, I'll be 94.
Okay. Let's move on. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Now, you can say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. Now, let's start. Melina Almonte.
Don't know her.
Okay. Fabian Basavi.
Don't know him.
Okay. Now, if the Republican primary elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Melina Almonte or Fabian Basavi?
I don't know. I don't know either one of them, so I don't know at the moment.
Okay. Allow me to ask you, if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Melina Almonte or Fabian Basavi?
Neither one.
Okay. Within the past few weeks, Have you seen, read, or heard anything about Fabian Basave and his campaign for Florida State House?
No.
Okay. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Melina Almonte and her campaign for Florida State House?
No, nothing.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Okay.
Hold on just a second. Okay, back with you.
Okay, thank you so much. We are almost done. Now, the next one. What is the last grade of formal education that you completed? Allow me to read the options.
Yeah, go ahead.
Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate's for a two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Okay.
I'm an attorney.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. Have a nice day.
Good luck. You too. Bye now.
Goodbye.